The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
You don't go around being insecure all the time because you think, well, they probably don't like me, they probably don't like me, they probably don't like me. And I think when you know that God likes you.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Everyday Answers. Joyce has some great stuff for you coming up. But let me ask you a question this week. Do you like yourself? Now, I know that may not be that easy to answer, but it's really important, and it's a huge step toward enjoying your life. If you don't like being around yourself or feel good about yourself, how can you enjoy life? But it can be really hard to accomplish, especially when people make you feel bad about who you are. Here's a question coming from Twitter. Gabby says, "So many people hurt me, say hurtful words to me, and harass me. What can I do to overcome it?" Well, Gabby, you can't control what those people say about you, but you do have a say in how you respond. And we've all been there. We know it hurts, but you don't have to let them shape who you are. Jesus already decided that you're lovable. Now it's time for you to choose to believe that. As Joyce answers the question, why can't I just fit in?
Father, thank you for this conference and for allowing us to serve your people. And I pray that the teaching this morning would really help prepare people for whatever is ahead in their future. I pray, Lord, that everybody would be attentive to the word and that they would receive something that's going to make a big difference in their lives. Help me be with my mouth as I speak and bring things out of me that I don't even know that people need to hear, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I want to talk to you about having the courage to be different. Amen. You know, there's probably relatively few people that have the courage to be completely and fully themselves throughout their lifetime. But I believe that as children of God, we can learn that as long as we have our trust in him. Do you know anything at all about living a phony life because you're trying to impress everybody else around you? That's real torment, isn't it? To not be able to be free to be who you are. And you know, the truth is we are all different. God made us different on purpose. And so it's really foolish to spend your life trying to be like somebody else. Now, other people can be an example to us, but they should never become our standard. Our standard is Jesus, and if he didn't want us to be different, we wouldn't all have something as simple as different fingerprints. I mean, he's gone to pretty great extreme to say, I didn't create you to be just like somebody else. And it was hard for me to fully step into and embrace this role that God has called me to because I got a lot of rejection when I first stepped out to do this. You know, a woman ministering is much more acceptable today than it was 40 years ago when I started. And I believe that sometimes God uses people, and I'm sure he wants to use you in a similar way in whatever area you're in, to kind of clear the path for other people that are going to come behind them. And I paid a price to do what I'm doing. Honestly, I don't believe that you can ever do anything that's of very much value if you're not willing to pay a price to do it. And part of the price that we pay is being misunderstood by other people. We always expect people to understand, but they don't. And we have to finally understand that if God has spoken something to your heart, you get it. But if he hasn't spoken that to somebody else about you, they have no ability to understand. And if you're trying to deal as a believer with an unbeliever, then they certainly don't get it. They don't understand anything about our walk with God. But I love Hebrews 4 that says that we have a high priest who understands. See, Jesus understands you. So in your own little brand of uniqueness, see, I used to think I was weird, but then I finally realized I'm not weird, I'm unique. Amen. And you are unique. And God wants you to be free to be fully and completely yourself. You can survive rejection if you have to. You can survive the rejection of people, but you cannot survive losing your relationship with God by being a coward and giving in to what the world is making demands on us for. You know, when I first stepped out to follow the call of God on my life, I mean, I went through some very, very, very hard times. I got asked to leave my church, lost most of my friends, and it was a lonely and a hard time for me. And to stand here and say that I had no fear would not be true, because back then I didn't understand how to deal with fear like I do today. But I'm so grateful that God gave me the courage and the grace to want to please Him more than I wanted to please the people. You know, don't get into thinking like, oh, I don't know what I'd do if this. Well, I don't know what I'd do if that. Well, I just don't think I could take it if that happened. I don't think I could stand it if that happened. No, what you need to be thinking is, I can do whatever I need to do. Whatever comes against me in life, God is with me, and I can do whatever I need to do through Christ who is my strength. See, I like my friends, but I don't have to have them to survive. We have to understand that the one thing we cannot do without is God. We can do without anything else if we have to, but we cannot do without God. People that are willing to be different and be fully who they are. Matter of fact, I think I might as well say they're the only people that can do great things. The only people that can do great things are those that are willing to stand up and stand out and pay a price. Now, Noah was quite different. And in Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse 5, and the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually. Sounds a little bit like today, don't you think? I mean, doesn't the Bible say that it'll be as it was in the days of Noah, it will be as it was in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah? Come on, we need to wake up and realize what's going on in the earth today. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved at heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy, blot out, and wipe away mankind whom I have created from the face of the ground. Not only man, but the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air, for it grieves me and makes me regretful that I have made them. But Noah found grace and favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a man of integrity in his community, and he walked with God. Can I tell you something? No matter how bad things look, God's always got a man, he's always got a woman, and it only takes one. And it could be you. It only takes one. What one person can do, one man, Adam, sinned, and sin was passed on to all men. One God-man, Jesus Christ, became righteous, and righteousness was passed on to all men. Amen. Let me tell you, if you'll stand up and pay the price and not care who likes it, God can use you to do something beyond the ordinary. I don't want to be ordinary. I don't care anything about being average. I want to be all I can be in Jesus' name and make a difference. You've all got greatness on the inside of you. If you're a believer, you have a desire down deep inside of you to do something extraordinary. Don't you? It's in there. It's like, and then the devil will come against your brain. Well, who do you think you are? You can't do that. It only takes one. And God uses some of the most ridiculous people. I mean, 1 Corinthians says that he uses the weak and the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. What the world would throw away, God chooses and uses for his glory. So let me just say this. Do not discount or disqualify yourself. Do not insult God by saying that he cannot use you. God chooses the weak and the foolish things of the world so that no man can take the credit. I just love for people to look and say, well, that's got to be God. That has to be God because I knew you when. I believe that many times when we're going through some kind of there's a temptation to compromise our integrity, I believe that it's not only an attack of the enemy, but I think sometimes God just kind of stands back and it's a test for us. Because there's something else that God wants to use us for, but he's got to test us where we're at to make sure that we're going to handle it right. Amen. You see, if we fall apart because two neighbors don't like us, and you're praying for some big thing, do you have any idea? See, I know, thank God, a lot of people love me, but there's a lot of people that don't. I agree. Unbelievable. You're right, right there. I mean, I was in a drugstore the other day picking something up, and a lady came up to me, and she said, I'm so sorry to bother you, and can I just hug you? And so she hugged me, and she said, you know, you have just changed my life. And she said, Here's an interesting thing. She said, when I was first saved, I was told, do not listen to Joyce Meyer. She said, but I'm so glad I listened anyway. And, you know, I thought, I mean, stuff like that used to hurt me, but now it's like, I don't know, God's got me covered. I go out and I just think everything's fine, you know, and even though I know it's happening, I mean, I'm still sometimes kind of like in shock that somebody's like, don't like me. Well, see, that's kind of what happens when you like yourself. Hello? I said that's kind of what happens when you like yourself. You don't go around being insecure all the time because you think, well, they probably don't like me. They probably don't like me. They probably don't like me. And I think when you know that God likes you, hello, when you know that God likes you, then you're not worried so much about what everybody else thinks. I tell you, I'm encouraged every time that I go back and read about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel said, I will not defile myself. And there was a couple of different things that happened. I'm just going to tell you about them to conserve some time, but one of the things that happened was they passed a law that anybody who prayed to anybody other than the king would be put in a lion's den. And I love what the Bible says. It says, and Daniel, with his windows open, continued to pray 3 times a day, just as he always had done. Now, you see why that's so important? He said, I'm not going to compromise one little bit. I'm not going to worry about what you think you can do to me. I'm going to continue to be who I am, fully myself. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm not ashamed of it. And you'll just have to do whatever it is that you do, and I'll trust God. Well, sure enough, he was put in the lion's den. Laid down, had a nap. God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. And the king actually didn't want to see Daniel hurt because he actually really loved and respected him. But because he'd given his word that he would do this, he had to do it. And if you read the whole story, it says that when Daniel came out, the king rejoiced and he made a rule that nobody could serve any god but Daniel's God. So, what's the message there? The message is that if we will stand up and be who we're supposed to be, people are going to believe in Christ because of our witness. Are you there? Oh, yeah. They may make fun of you. They may talk about you. They may reject you. But when push comes to shove, honey, they're going to know who they can go to get answers for their life. And we are coming into a time in our society where people are going to be desperate for answers. And you want to make sure that you have paid the price to be somebody that they feel like they can come to in a time of need. When Dave used to work in the engineering field, I mean, he took a stand for what was right. And he said guys would come along sometimes at his particular work area, and or maybe at lunch, you know, they'd try to tell him a dirty joke. And he told me about one instance where he said to the guy, why are you doing that? You know I don't want to hear that stuff. And see, you don't have to just sit and let people fill you full of garbage because they feel like doing it. Speak up and say, you know what, I really don't want to get into that kind of a conversation. I don't want to hear dirty jokes. I don't want to hear the gossip. You know, well, then if they don't want to eat with you, then just go sit somewhere and eat with God. Don't worry about that stuff. And so, you know, they said different things about him, talking about which Dave could care less. I mean, he's one guy that don't care what anybody thinks. But he said when their marriages were falling apart, when they got a report that they had cancer, they would always go to him and say, I was wondering if you could talk to me, Dave. My wife left me. I was wondering if I could talk to you, Dave. I just got a really bad report from the doctor. See, we need to be prepared to be somebody that people can come to when they're desperate. Come on, whatever happens, we can do whatever we need to do through Christ who is our strength. Amen. You know why? Because we're bold and courageous. And boy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Whew. If you've never read those stories, you need to go read Daniel chapter 3. I mean, how powerful the story is about them. Matter of fact, we might as well just read it. I don't see any reason not to, do you? Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were friends of Daniel. He not only was a man of integrity, he hung out with other people that were. Somebody here could help yourself a lot if you just get a new batch of friends. Amen. Now, here another rule was made that when the people heard the sound of all these musical instruments that they had to bow down and worship the golden image that the king had set up. And the Bible doesn't say this, but I think it might have been a picture of him. Because people like this king probably like to worship themselves. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, well, we're not bowing down. And they said, well, then, if you don't bow down, I hope you're ready to go into the fiery furnace. And so they said, and I love this, Shadrach, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, it is not necessary for us to even answer you on this point. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us. But if not, let it be known to you that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. So in other words, I'd like to keep my job, but if I have to tell lies and help you steal money to keep my job, then I guess I just won't have this job. Amen? Oh, but I got to keep my job. I got to keep my job. No, act like a Christian. Trust God to get you a better one. All right, so... And when they said, if God is able to deliver us, he will, they didn't mean it like if he has the power to do it. They meant, if that's in God's plan to do that, he'll do that. And if not, we're not bowing down to you. So sure enough, and I'm not going to read this whole thing, they turned the furnace up 7 times hotter than it was before. See, sometimes when you first initially take a stand to do what's right, situations can get worse. And that's something you need to know. Otherwise, the devil's going to scream in your ear, well, that didn't work. How many of you have had that happen? You made a right choice and things have gotten worse. So, 3 men in the furnace. Let's look at verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king saw and was astonished. So much so that he jumped up and said to the counselors, did we not put 3 men in the furnace bound? Say bound.
Bound.
Into the might of the fire. And they answered, true, O king. And he answered, behold, I see 4 men. But here's the really good part. I see 4 men loose. Now, here's the message that I think this brings. You can actually, God can use the furnace of affliction to set you free from bondages. That has to be what it means. They went in bound, and in the furnace, there was a 4th man that we know was Jesus, and in that trouble, in that problem, they were set free and loosed from their bondages. And then it goes on to say, when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. And I love that because I look back at everything that I went through from my childhood, and you guys recognize this. This is not just my story. We've all got stories like this. Everything that I went through, and man, I don't even smell like smoke. Come on. And if you haven't arrived at that place yet, you're on your way. Amen? You are on your way. And here again, when the king saw the great and mighty things that God did, he made a ruling and a decree that nobody could serve any god except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And see, this is what I'm trying to say today. We are alive in this day and hour on purpose. You don't just pop up on the planet at some random time. God has ordained that we be alive now. And so whatever is happening today, we're part of it, and we have got what it takes to stand strong and be a witness for Jesus in this hour.
You know, it is a fact that no matter what you do, some people just aren't going to like you. And if you're like me, you can take a little bit of comfort in that fact. And sometimes standing up for what we believe as Christians will make people dislike you. But if we do that, perhaps some people will see the light of Jesus, and that's worth all of it. So sometimes fitting in is not all it's cracked up to be. What you need to know is what God's Word says about you, and we have some resources today that will help you really make that a part of your life. Let it sink into your heart. So this book is called The Approval Fix. This is a great little hardcover book that's a simple read, and everything in here is really going to help you to get past that desire of fitting in, that desire to please everyone before God, because that's not really how life works. And then along with that, we are offering this teaching from Joyce. It's called Breaking Free of the People-Pleasing Habit. It's a single teaching, but both of these together are like a power-packed punch that are really going to help you get past those things that we all deal with and get into just being you and God and feeling good about yourself and basking in His love for you. You know, recently we asked you to share with us what the Lord's Prayer means to you. And we did that because Joyce was talking about it and really opened up a new understanding of how important that prayer is. So let me share a few of those responses. Deepa says, "My favorite is the address, Our Father. The reality that I am His beloved daughter, adopted by Him through Jesus Christ." That is huge, just understanding that. No matter what anybody else feels about you, you are loved and adopted into God's family. Let's do one more. I love this one. Mary from Maryland said, "I say the prayer several times a day. It calms me. I used to say it out of habit and didn't pay attention to the meaning. I say it now as a blessing and a daily reminder for me to live in His Word." That is beautiful and it's really important. So today we want to ask you kind of a difficult question, but I think one that's a great exercise for you and will be fun for everyone reading these on social media. So tell us today, what is your favorite characteristic about yourself? Don't be shy, just put it out there. Tell us what you like about yourself. Do it on Facebook, do it on Twitter. Use hashtag EA for Everyday Answers and be right here again next time.
Does anybody want their life to change? You can literally rip the devil to shreds just through the power of being thankful.
If you have a question, you can ask it right now. Use hashtag AskJoyce. We're looking for those questions and we are answering as many as we can. Joyce is getting that word into your life. And remember, you are unique and it's okay to be happy with that, to be happy with who you are. It's okay not to always fit in. And we love you. We think you're pretty great. So we thank you for being here with us. Have a great day.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.